any attempt to limit issue ads before an election is likely to face opposition, even from those who'd like to see the ads go away, like Port Washington Republican Mark Gottlieb.
I think some of the stuff that groups do on both sides is misleading in the extreme and not conducive to democracy. I agree with all that.
What Gottlieb doesn't agree with is restriction of anonymous political speech, and he says limiting advocacy ads might be construed as such. As for Supreme Court election financing, Minority Leader Gottlieb expects a proposal on public financing. He prefers merit selection of high court candidates.
I would have a hard time going out to my constituents and selling them on the idea that I want to appropriate their taxes to pay for any kind of a campaign right now, when we're in the fiscal mess that we're in.
The Assembly's already made the first move on campaign finance. It's foregoing any campaign contributions during budget consideration. The majority leader in the Assembly, Democrat Tom Nelson of Kaukauna, says this is an important first step in broader reform.
This is going to have the effect of shutting down 99 campaign committees for the duration of the budget cycle, approximately 3 to 4 months.
A pending bill would extend the fundraising ban longer and have it apply to more people, namely the Senate, governor, and political campaign committees. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.